To help inform our listeners about this fall's Asheville mayoral and city council elections, Asheville FM News Show reporters have been recording candidate interviews. This week, Pratik Bhatka answered questions about his candidacy for city council. Mr. Bhatka, would you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Pratik Bhatka. I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, originally from India. So, I've called Asheville home for better part of about 33 plus years.
What's your profession?
My profession is I'm a hotel motel owner. We've been at it since I was probably about 6 or 7 years old.
You have a family here?
I do. I'm married to my beautiful wife, Yamini. We have two children. I have a 17-year-old daughter that goes to Anka High School, and I have a 12-year-old son that goes to Anka Middle. My father passed away probably about over 14 years ago, and so my mom is my family, so we all live together.
As a matter of fact, as far as you getting into the hotel business, you studied to be an engineer originally, didn't you?
I did. Funny thing is, I actually grew up in the motel business, mowing lawns, cleaning, rooms, vacuuming, making beds, doing laundry, cleaning toilets, you name it, any part of the motel business, I knew it, and I didn't want to be part of it. So my thing was, let me use my brain and see what I could do with it. And I was always, mathematically inclined and naturally gravitated towards engineering.
When you think about yourself, who do you see yourself as? I see myself as...
I see myself as my dad's son. My dad was a high school teacher in India, and he taught math and science. And when I came here to America, when we emigrated back in 1978, I was about 6 years old, and I did not know any English. And so therefore, I had to learn very quickly how to adjust, how to communicate, how to read, write my ABCs, because it was completely different from our, native language in India. And I learned rather quickly, and that was a testament to how good my father was as a teacher.
What part of the city do you live in?
I live in the South right now, but for about 25 years, I lived in West Asheville in the city limits, and while my kids went to grade school, and finally we have a house of our own now in South Asheville, so we moved there, sold our motel in West Asheville, and we finally moved to the house.
Since you've been here a long time, and you're in the tourism business, how do you describe Asheville?
Asheville is a unique city, and... there's different ways to describe it. For the out-of-town folks, it's a quaint little touristy area. For us, it's home. This is where my heart and soul lies. I love it here. The mountains are the most majestic mountains I've ever seen. My roots are here. I grew up here. My family's planted here. My work is here. I just love it here.
Has it changed much since you've been here since, you were six?
Yes, it's changed dramatically. I mean, I've never been to downtown when I was younger because that was not a place to be in downtown. And since then, past 10, 15 years, it's just been revitalized and it's a happening place and everyone flocks to it. And, you see a lot of tourists just flock to downtown and, there's some issues arising from that. So, but I love Asheville, from the center of Asheville to all the outskirts, obviously Buncombe County as well.
So has Asheville changed for the better or for the worse?
I would say it's changed for the better. If you look at the past, 15 years, it's grown tremendously. It's been strategically planned. Some areas need more work than others. So it depends on where that spent is. It's just, last few years, I think I've been a little bit disappointed with what the decisions of council has been.
Why are you running for city council?
I want to make a change. I've seen the things that have been happening in city of Asheville. Our property taxes on the rise, citizens complaining about property taxes. We also have, issues with, affordable housing, greenways, things that city council is supposed to do, and that is to manage that budget efficiently and manage it practically. And I think I'm the best person for the job, one of the best people for the job, because I'm that's me, practical boutique. And that's the way I want to help run city government, the way I run my businesses, and that's efficiently and practically.
What aggravates you most about city council?
As you know, you've read in the papers and the talk around town is basically, you know, the bond, the money that's being spent by our city council, and our taxpayers are having to front the bill for it. Our property taxes on the rise. Communities are not being protected. So therefore, you know, we really need to make some changes, wholesale changes, that instead of, you know, looking for alternative ways to find revenue or tax revenue by raising everybody's taxes, let's fix the problems that we have so our property taxes don't increase. So my thing is, take care of the problem first before it goes to the taxpayer.
You serve on the Board of Adjustment.
I do.
One of its important responsibilities is dealing with people who want variances from the plan. What has that shown you about the city?
Things have changed between, you know, first time when rules are implemented. Sometimes it's a hardship on homeowners that may want to maybe add an addition or may want to put something here or change a configuration. And when that happens, we have to use our best judgment. Is this really a hardship? And that's really the job of the board, is to see if the spirit of the rules are need to be strictly, you know, adhered to, or is there a great hardship that we can make an exception on? And that's really our job and duty.
Has it given you some insight into politics?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we have to look at. But, you know, from my life experience, I know that everything has to be balanced. I mean, there's a finite amount of money from tax revenue from the city residents, and that has to be used, you know, accordingly to where areas that need it. Sometimes we may not have enough. So let's find out where we can make adjustments and make sure that things get done so we still have a beautiful and vibrant, unique city.
What are some of the major issues affecting the city?
Like I said earlier, the fiscal responsibility. You know, at the end of the day, our taxpayers are having to front the bill. Property tax keeps increasing yearly, you know, because of one thing or another. I know the rule is every 4 to 8 years that can be adjusted. But, you know, it seems to me that, you know, some of our property owners are experiencing very high increases. People with, you know, homes can't afford that. Sometimes, and I've heard from the French Broad Neighborhood Association, sometimes, you know, their mortgage is paid off, but sometimes their property tax bill is more than their mortgage, you know, and that's disappointing. And, you know, when there's frivolous spending, you know, who's going to pick up the tab? We need to hold our city leaders accountable, and, you know, I think that the decisions made at the city level need to be taken very seriously.
Can you give me an example of what some of the frivolous spending might be?
You know, obviously, there are several things. I don't want to go into detail about that. We know that there's a bond, there's an issue, and there's legal issues going on, but there's not a single thing or single thing we can point at. There's a multitude of things, and I don't want to put one topic in precedence or, you know, more important than another.
What are some of the issues that you're running on directly? You said about the tax issues, but for many people, there are other issues. There's housing affordability. There's neighborhood redevelopment, especially in neighborhoods that have not gotten attention in the past. There's a sense of de facto segregation in this city. Do some of these resonate with you?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a minority, and you know, I know what having a bias against me is. You know, I've faced adversity all my life. When I moved here back in 1984 to, you know, Anka Candler at that time, I was welcomed, and I was the only brown kid in a sea of white folk, and everybody wanted to be my friend. And that just really drew me to the Western North Carolina. In recent times with media, social media, I've seen so much hate from both sides of the aisle, and I think it's just wrong. You know, we can agree to disagree and then go out and have a beer. You know, why are we hating on each other because we have different ideals? And I think we need to unite instead of dividing. And so one of the things that I'm trying to run is, look, you know, guys, let's stop the hate. Let's unite. Let's have a great city where we all can agree to disagree, but have harmony at the same time.
We've touched on this a little bit already, but what has prepared you to be a city council leader? There's an overarching sense of what leaders do. Have you thought about that?
I have. I mean, I've volunteered in different stages. I've been elected to, you know, like we have a Days Inn, and I've been elected to Days Inn Franchise Committee. I've also served on Asian American Hotel Owners Association board, elected to it. And basically from life experience, I've realized, you know, people look up to somebody who can take something and make it successful. You know, for us, when we came to America, we wanted to have the American dream. And when we came, you know, it took us quite some time, probably over 10 years, until we actually had some place we can call our own that we built. And we worked really, really hard at our craft, similar to how a lot of individuals here in Asheville do. They work hard day in and day out on their craft. And, you know, when I see these people, they're so positive, you know, and the thing is, that's what I want Asheville to resonate, is positivity and not the negativity. So, you know, based on my life experience, I've realized that I can step into this role and not miss a beat.
There are 12 candidates for city council.
Yes.
That's a lot.
It is.
What differentiates you from the others?
There's a multitude of things. I mean, again, going back to your life, the life experience, I'm successful at what I do because I work hard at it. You know, as a business owner, I run my properties efficiently, and I don't think you can find a member of my staff that's really upset at me for, you know, being the owner or the boss, however you want to put it. But, you know, I think my approach is practical. And, you know, it's right down, you know, without having any affiliations to any political party or stuff. What I want to say to our viewers is I'm practical. And that's my approach in city council would be practical, you know, when it comes to spending the city's tax. I mean, the taxpayers' money. We have to be practical about everything we do.
One area that seems to be turning into a bit of a contention is dividing the city council up into districts. What's your thinking about that?
I you know, there's pros and cons to both sides. Obviously, the city council has voted one way. They've put it on a referendum. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't be opposed if it stays the same. You know, let's let it play out. The people who want districting, I think it's good to get representation from other areas and other communities. For the people that want the at-large, I think, you know, we can have that. Maybe a hybrid solution may work. Maybe four districts and two at-large. If anybody's given thought to that, you know, maybe that might be an alternative solution. But again, going back to that, why don't we make it so it's practical?
If someone wants to learn more about your candidacy and what you're running on, where can they find more information about you?
Thank you for asking. You can go to Pratik, that's P-R-A-T-I-K, the number 4, citycouncil.com. And you can also email me, Pratik4, the number 4, citycouncil@gmail.com.
Mr. Bhatka, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Pratik Bhatka, a city council candidate. The primaries are coming up on October 10th, and the general election is November
7th.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
This is Peter Kent reporting for Asheville FM News.